朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
弟兄姊妹们，我们再一次起立，我们一起来攻读主的话语，好吗？
Let us stand together and read the word of the Lord.
好，请提摩太后书三章十二到十七节。不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫，只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶。他欺哄人也被人欺哄，但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。Now let's read in English. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 through 17.
Indeed, all who want to live in a godly way in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil people and imposters will proceed from bad words, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned from. And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. Please be seated.愿神祝福共读他话语的每一位。 May God add His blessing to His word.
我们今天要一起来思想的题目叫做得救的智慧。
Today we want to think about the wisdom that leads to salvation.
从这段经文当中，我们晓得使徒保罗为了信仰屡受逼迫苦难。
From this passage we learn that Paul, for the sake of the gospel, experienced a great deal of suffering and persecution.
在前面十一节他就提到。
In verse 11 he mentions,
但是信实的神也不断地施恩拯救他脱离这一切的患难。
But his faithful God continued to give him mercy and save him from all of these difficulties.
在今天的经文当中，神通过保罗也再次提醒我们。
In today's passage, God through the Apostle Paul again reminds us,
逼迫是敬虔的基督徒在这个世界当中必然面对的。
The persecution is that which all godly Christians will encounter.
而最终极的得救智慧是来自哪里呢？
And the wisdom that leads to salvation comes from where?
首先我们来看一看圣徒所遭受的逼迫。
Let's first look at the suffering that Paul experienced.
使徒保罗说，我在安提阿、以格涅、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中主都把我救出来了。
So the Apostle Paul says, persecutions and sufferings that has happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me.
然后就进入到这一节很重要很重要的提醒，他说凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
And then comes this particularly important reminder in verse 12, indeed, all who want to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
这里一个凡啊 all.
And here you have this all.
然后后面以一个都啊，中文再一次的强调一个凡一个都。
And in Chinese it is made especially emphatic.
啊，那么在英文当中也是同样的啊，用这个 all 指的 everybody, everyone.
And in English all obviously refers to everyone.
无一例外啊。
There are no exceptions.
那好了， 我们就来问一问弟兄姊妹们。
So I have to ask everyone.
我们是不是愿意在基督里立志敬虔度日呢？
Are we willing to be determined to live in a godly fashion?
若是有这样立志的弟兄姊妹点点头可以吗？
Those who have this determination, please nod.
感谢主。
Praise God.
总然我们知道我们不完全，但是我们有这样一个志向。
We have to remember that yes, we are not perfect, but we have this desire.
那么下面一个问题。
And afterwards we must ask.
我们有受逼迫吗？
Have we experienced persecution?
点头的弟兄姊妹不是很多，有人说。
Not a lot of people are nodding their heads.
有的，有的，而且在当今的这样一个时代、社会、世界当中，越来越多。
And in today's generation, society and world is increasingly common.
是不是越来越多呢？
Is it increasing?
给，是的。
Yes.
感谢主。
Praise God.
显然我们说我们是受到这逼迫越来越多，我们还是感谢主，因为主的话语是安定在天的，而且我们知道主一定要给我们开一条出路。
And why would we say that we are going to praise God despite the fact that persecution is increasing? Well, it's because the word of God is eternally settled in heaven, and it says that He will give us a way out.
这里有一个统计。
Here we have a study.
这是四年多以前。
It's about 4 years ago.
统计的那个时间非常有意思。
It's interesting the time in which it was performed.
2016年10月份。
It was 2016 in October.
还记得是什么时候吗？
Everyone remembers what that month was like?
然后统计 survey 问到的是什么呢？是全美国这些 evangelical leader, 这些教会啊，福音派教会的这些领袖们。
And so what was asked was they asked all the evangelical leaders in America.
这两个问题。
Two questions.
第一个问题是什么呢？ Have you been persecuted for your Christian faith?
First they asked whether they had been persecuted for their Christian faith.
你为着你的基督教信仰，你有没有受过逼迫？
Have you ever been persecuted for your Christian faith?
只有 32% 的人说我曾经为着我的信仰受过逼迫。
Only 32% said that they had suffered for their faith before.
第二个问题。
What about the second question?
Do you think you will be persecuted for your Christian faith in the coming years? 在未来的年日当中，你认为你会不会为了你的基督教信仰受逼迫？
Do you believe you will be persecuted for your Christian faith in coming years?
刚才只有 32% 的人说曾经受过逼迫，现在超过 double 76% 的人，超过四分之三的人都说未来年日当中我会为我的信仰受逼迫。
Not only 32% said that they already had, but suddenly that number more than doubled. Over 76% or 76% said that they would be facing persecution in coming years.
大家记得2016年10月份是一个什么光景吧？
Does everyone remember what it was like to live in October of 2016?
不记得了，在摇头不记得了。
Everyone's forgotten.
美国每四年一次。
So America every 4 years.
当时2016年10月份的时候。
So in October of 2016.
几乎所有的人
Pretty much everyone
都相信希拉里马上要当总统了。
Believe that Hillary was about to become president.
大家记得吧？连他自己都是信心满满。
Even Hillary herself was very confident.
当时我们知道，虽然他自称是基督徒
，Even though she would call herself a Christian.
作为一位政治领导人，该给的尊敬我们都给他。
As a politician, we should respect her.
但是我们知道，他对基督的信仰，对我们基督徒所关注的这些的。议题是什么样的一个态度？
However, we're all aware as Christians, the things that we are most concerned about in politics, we're familiar with what her positions were on those areas.
对真正相信圣经的教会是什么样一个态度？
What her opinion was towards those churches that actually believe in the Bible.
所以当时超过四分之三的教会的领袖知道说我们将受逼迫。
So more than 3/4 of the evangelical churches at the time thought that they were going to be facing persecution.
那么在当今我们所处的这个时代和社会当中。
Now, what about this society and this world that we're living in right now?
我们看到的四个字叫做变本加厉。
What we're seeing.
就是像那个，就是 from, like the scripture, from bad to worse.
Yeah, from bad to worse.
这次我们用的是这个New American Standard Bible.
In this case, we're using the NASB, the New American Standard.
因为他的这个得救的智慧啊，这一节的翻译我觉得非常的好。
Because I believe that the translation here is really good.
但是这里就告诉我们说叫做 from bad to worse， 越来越严重。
Here it says it's going to go from bad to worse.
日光之下无形事。
And that they're doing things which ought not be done in daylight.
第十三节继续提醒。
And here in verse 13 is another reminder.
不只是作恶的和迷惑人的必越久越恶他欺哄人也被人、啊、欺哄这里、啊、就是这些经文。
That evil, those who are evil and those who deceive will become worse and worse as they try to deceive others.
那么在这里使徒保罗马上就提醒圣灵通过他来提醒提摩太。
And Paul immediately in the Holy Spirit reminds Timothy.
大家知道提摩太是提摩太前书后书是教牧书信三卷的很重要的一部分。
And so we know that 1st and 2nd Timothy is a very important、section of the pastoral epistles.
那么提摩太也是使徒保罗两位真儿子当中的一位。
And Timothy was one of the two spiritual sons of Paul.
保罗虽然没有自己肉身的后代，但是视提摩太为己出。
Although Paul did not have physical offspring,Timothy was one of his spiritual offspring.
那把提摩太摆在以弗所这个地方，在整个这个地区做教会的监督。
And so he left Timothy in Ephesus to be a leader of the churches there.
那这个是肩上的担子很重。
Now this is a very heavy responsibility.
提摩太又比较年轻。
And Timothy was quite young.
那我们知道在个性上面他也是一个比较软弱的这样一个人。
And we know that his personality was really very, retiring.
所以我们常常说你读提摩太前书和读提多书就很不一样。
So we will often say when you read 1st and 2nd Timothy and compare it with Titus, it's really very different.
这个提多呢是一个做牧师的料。
So Titus was a more natural, towards being a pastor.
遇到这些困难的情形的时候他不怕的。
When he ran into trouble, he wasn't afraid of it.
在格里里那个地方做监督。
And so he was, in charge of Galatia.
格里里那个地方呢、Grecian, 那个格里里那个地方呢使徒保罗在提多书就已经讲到了。
And so, Paul talks about it there in Titus.
在那个地方的人不好牧养。
So that they're very difficult to pastor there.、
他们本地的先知都说。
That their own,、their own, in Crete, their own,、prophets there.
是那个地方呢那个地方人又馋又懒乃是恶兽。
Their own prophets in Crete said that all Cretans are、lazy gluttons.
常说谎话，你说这样就这个很麻烦了、
啊。That they're constantly lying and that this is very difficult.
但是保罗说你严严的责备他们。
And so Paul said that they should、rebuke them firmly.
所以这个提多呢是比较刚强的一个人。
And so Titus was a very strong person.
然后一说到这个提摩太呢，我纪念你的眼泪。
And so as soon as he's speaking to Timothy, he talks about remembering his tears.
不要叫人小看你年轻。
Saying, don't let people look down on you because of your youth.
那么在这样的一个年轻的提摩太牧养教会的过程当中
And so in the process of this young Timothy, pastoring these churches,
除了教会里面牧养的艰难
saying that pastoring is very difficult,
还有就是来自当时的时代和社会这样的逼迫和压力
In addition, there is persecutions and pressures from the society that they're in.
而且这些东西也渗入到教会当中来了
And that these pressures are coming into the church as well.
那么这些逼迫人的他们除了是正面的带给我们这些的苦难、压力这样的逼迫之外
And so these people who are persecuting not only from the、positive side of direct pressure
还有一点、很重要很重要他们的特点我们要认清
There's another very important aspect that we need to be aware of
就是欺骗
Deception
大家知道这个恶者撒旦恶者他就是一个骗人者撒谎者对不对
Now we know that the evil one Satan he is a deceiver、
那么跟随撒旦被撒旦掳去的那些人实际上他们自己本身也是受害者
Now those who are following the devil those who are deceived by him though, those are in fact suffering because of him
他们欺哄人也被人欺哄
They also will deceive others and be deceived themselves
然后越久越恶
And the longer it is the more evil they become
就是怎么样如果这个逼迫临到我们的时候
When we experience this type of persecution,
因为信仰的缘故打我们骂我们、
whether it's a direct physical persecution because of our faith or、yelling at us,
把我们关监老把我们关牛棚
even if it's、being thrown into prison,
批斗我们
even if it's、beating us or killing us,
我们可能说我们站得很稳
we might say, well, we'd be able to be very strong in these settings,
不低头不动摇
that we would not、bow our heads, that we would not be shaken.
但如果他在我们的脑海当中来做这个欺骗、引诱、误导的工作
，But when they start to work on our own minds and start to deceive us and trick us，
我们就甘心的跟他走了
，Then we are just willing to follow along with them，
我们就甘心的跟着去控诉了
then we are willing to follow them.
就甘心的被洗脑呀。
And we are almost willing to be brainwashed.
在这里使徒保罗特别提醒提摩太这样一位年轻的牧者。
So the Apostle Paul especially reminds Timothy.
千万不要上当。
Do not be deceived by them.
要有属灵的分辨力。
Maintain spiritual discernment.
刚才提到几个词啊，可能也是比较难翻译，什么叫观牛棚，什么叫控诉，这文革里面甚至文革之前就有的词。
So there were several things I was not able to translate, referring to practices during the Cultural Revolution.
最近跟不少的有教会里的弟兄姊妹朋友等等同工谈到在中国发生的事情。
Recently, I've been talking with various members of the church and various coworkers about what's been going on in China.
大家有看到新闻的报道吧？
Everyone has probably seen the reports from the news.
而且不是一件两件事情，是不同的地方都有。现在居然让这个年轻人。这句抱歉，没有，只有中文没有英文，又开始跳这个文革当中的中字舞，唱这个大海航行靠舵手啊！我看到这个视频的。
So they're starting to revive some of the practices and schools that were common in the Cultural Revolution.
这好可怕。
That's very concerning.
因为我们知道年轻人是最容易被煽动起来。
We all know that young people are the easiest to sort of influence.
最容易被欺骗。
Easiest to deceive.
不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
最近连中国的领导人，退休的领导人有识之士。
So now even those who are retiring from the government in China.
都提醒大家，不能够再回到那个十年的浩劫当中。
They're reminding people, let's not return to what it was like during the Cultural Revolution.
年轻人被煽动。
That you were able to whip up young people.
打砸抢。
And hurt others.
造反
and have riots
批斗攻击
and destroy society
充满很多这些的仇恨等等
and be filled with a lot of hate
十年浩劫
and after these 10 years
把人变成鬼把鬼变成人的一个时代
and you're in a situation where people have become devils and devils were viewed as people
我说的这些词是都曾经登在人民日报上的
And these different phrases I'm using were used in the People's Daily.
但是现在怎么中国人不学教训呢？
But now those overseas are not learning these things.
又来了。
And they're going there again.
更可悲的是。
Even more tragic.
就在我们的周围。
Those around us.
就在我们所居住的美国。
In the country that we live.
没有想到真是 from bad to worse.
That things will go from bad to worse.
那看到这是。还是前两年在美国耶鲁大学著名学府耶鲁大学
So this was 2 years ago in Yale
这些学生大家看像不像刚才给我们看像不像这些学生在那里去批斗这个教授
That you have a bunch of students coming around to yell at a professor
就因为这个教授讲的政治不正确的话
Because the professor said something that was politically incorrect
这个教授本身他不是基督徒大家知道吗
No, this professor is not a Christian
他只不过稍微讲了几句比较中道的话而已
All he said was a few things that were slightly more moderate.
那么这些红兵小将们就不干了。
And so these little red guards were unhappy about it.
这还是前两年。
This was 2 years ago.
就在最近。
And this was even more recently.
就是在发生在美国首都华盛顿 DC.
So this was over in Washington DC.
类似的情形也发生在 Rochester, 我搬来以前住的地方。
Similar things happened in Rochester where I used to live as well.
我看到那个新闻，真的心都碎了。
When I was watching this, my heart was broken.
原来一个很和平的地方，一个很好的一个小城市，被搞成什么样子
？To think that such a nice little town that used to be very peaceful had turned into something like this.
这些年轻人本身他们是一腔热血，是不是
？Now these people they're getting fired up.
他们自己内心本身也是出于爱心啊，觉得就是为了来寻求一个公义、一个正义，这个出发点是好的。
They themselves are doing this in a desire for justice. Their starting point is good.
但是却被那恶者利用了。
But it's being abused by evil.
冲到餐馆里面去。
That they're running into a restaurant.
这个逼着每个顾客跟他们必须得挥着头全都喊 BLM.
They're insisting that everyone in the restaurant raises their fists and says, Black Lives Matter.
然后右下角的这一位顾客。
And you see there's one person here in the lower right hand corner.
拒绝跟着他们一起喊。
Refusing to go along with it.
这些出于爱心的这些红卫兵小将们
these little red guards who are actually trying to act from a starting point of love.
或者是黑卫兵小将，我不知道你要怎么说。
I don't know if you want to call them black guards or red guards.
就逼着他必须要喊 BLM.
Insisting that this person says a Black Lives Matter.
然后我也看这个视频了，这只是照片的视频了，就是中间的那一位的女孩子。
And I watched the video and the woman here in the middle.
很清楚的大声的嚷，在视频当中就问这位女顾客 ，Are you a Christian？
Is the one in the middle is yelling at the person who's refusing to raise her fist, Are you a Christian?
其实带着这种威胁性的来问他。
Saying it as a threat.
今天在这个目前当今的这个时代当中。
This is what's going on in our current society.
这样的事情越来越多的发生在我们的周围。
These events are more and more common.
敌视基督教，敌视基督徒，敌视圣经的事情。
This sort of resistance to or persecution against Christians and the Bible.
当我看到那一幕说 Are you a Christian? 这样很凶恶的问他的时候
When I see this sort of a video where someone's yelling Are you a Christian?
我就想到在1999年
It reminds me of 1999
那时候我还刚来美国不太久的时间
At the time I hadn't come to the US for very long
在美国科罗拉多 Columbine 那个地方 Columbine 高中发生了一起惨案
At that time in Colorado in high school called Columbine There was a tragedy
两个年轻人学生受到这些网络上黑暗的东西的这些的影响
There were two students there who were influenced by a lot of evil online and they were deceived by it
拿着枪冲到学校当中杀害着老师同学
And they got some guns and went into the school and started to kill teachers and students
在图书馆里面有一个女生叫做 Casey Bernal
And in the library there was a student named Casey Bernal
17岁的年龄还不到18岁
She was 17, not yet 18.
她是一个敬虔的基督徒
And she was a Christian.
歹徒用枪口指着她
And one of the shooters pointed a gun at her.
Do you believe in God?
And asked, do you believe in God?
Casey Bernal 毫不犹豫地说 yes.
And Casey responded, yes.
最后的枪声夺去了她的生命
And so he shot her.
Casey 的父亲
So Casey's father
一位敬虔的基督徒
was also a devout Christian
失去自己可爱的女儿
and lost his daughter
虽然非常的痛苦
and he was hurt
但是也为他这样一位敬虔爱主为主殉道的女儿而自豪
but he was also proud of having such a devout Christian daughter
就写了这样一本书叫做 She Said Yes
and so he wrote this book She Said Yes
那时候我在神学院里面
and at the time I was in seminary
有人送来这个书给我们神学院的同学们
And someone gave the students in the seminary this book
我们都自由的奉献我就买了一本拿了一本这样买了一本
And it was just give whatever you want in return and so I bought one
一直非常的珍惜
And I've always treasured this book
也用 Casey 的生命的见证来激励我自己
And I've used the testimony of Casey's life as an encouragement to myself
凡在基督里立志敬虔度日的都要受逼迫
That all who desire to live righteous in Christ Jesus will be persecuted
如果你还没有受到逼迫的话
If you have not yet experienced persecution
It's coming
It is coming
那么在那个关键的时刻
And in that critical moment
当问你这样一个问题 Are you a Christian 的时候
When someone asks you that question Are you a Christian
你要怎么去回答
How would you respond
甚至当枪口指着我们的时候
Even when someone's pointing a gun at you
当那个拳头向我挥动的时候
When someone is waving their fists at you
大家知道吗那个女顾客实际上她不是基督徒
Now that female restaurant patron was not in fact a Christian
但她都有这样的一个 guts
But she had the guts
我们作为基督徒呢
As Christians, what about us?
当人让我们去否认我们的主的时候
When people want us to deny our faith
让我们去焚烧丢弃我们圣经的时候
When people want us to burn our Bibles
我们怎么说
How do we respond?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣。并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。